7:39 at News Talk 960 KGWA. Curtis Tucker is now joining me from the New Buzz. Good morning. I'm Alan Klepper. How are you, Curtis?
Hey, I'm wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. It's like the in-between day of the Ides of March and St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
It's kind of no man's land today. event-wise, we're kind of in between. I'm going to call it a one-day lull. I mean, we had the circus last night, and then we get into Newsboys and Travis Tritt and Arts Festival and Family Fun Day. It's just about to take off again. Just real quick, wanted to tell everybody about the circus. Mm-hmm. It was a great show. If you missed it, and I know a lot of you missed it because it was packed, and I don't think they could have got another body in there.
Good.
It was the craziest thing.
Good, good, good.
I was there. And some of the pictures that I took that you may see make it look like it was a little empty. I was there at 5:30, which is an hour before the show, because they were given rides, and so nobody was sitting in their seats.
Yeah.
At 6:30, they did not start the show. So I go up to the second floor, and I look out the window. At 6:30, when the show was supposed to start, the line was three people wide, all the way from the box office, all the way around the back of Convention Hall, all the way around to Grand.
Oh,
at 6:30. So they made an announcement and said, we apologize, but we've got families and kids that want to see the show. We're going to try to get them in the door. So they opened up every door. They got employees from the circus to stand there at tables and said, if you've got cash, please come to these tables.
Oh,
so all the lines split up. At 7 o'clock, at 7 o'clock, the line was still from the box office to the back of Convention Hall.
Right.
They went ahead and had to start, and he, the ringmaster who we interviewed earlier the day before, went out and he said, we've never done this before, you know, but the circus has asked me to come out and apologize. They were unprepared for the amount of people that showed up. It is not our fault, but if we come back to Enid, Oklahoma, we will guarantee this will never happen again. We thank you for your patience. Let's start the show. So they started the show. Mm-hmm. There was still quite a few people trying to get in there, but they finally just said, you've paid, go sit where you can. We don't have assigned seats anymore. You've just got to go find a seat. And so the place was just packed.
Wow.
And so if you kudos for being patient. It did start 30 minutes late, but it was a packed house. It was a great show. Kudos to Cardin and those guys for
And yet again, another lesson that we learned in Enid, Oklahoma, you got to show up ahead of time.
I'd say buy your tickets early.
But you got to show up, or you got to start. You can't wait. And I'm with you. I do this. We've waited till the last minute our entire lives because we could. Well, things are kind of changing because of social media and the way life is. People are buying ahead, and the idea of walking up 15 minutes in front of showtime, including basketball games and football games on the high school level.
Yeah.
Things have changed, man. Yeah. More people, for one thing.
Yeah.
You've got to get there early.
Get there early. Yeah. So a huge, great crowd for that. And then I hear Newsboys is almost sold out. So I would say if you want to go see Newsboys tomorrow night, please get your tickets to that. And then Travis Tritt. You know what? A lot of people, I think they hear the acoustic thing and they think, it's not going to be a high energy, you know, electric guitar show, but it's Travis Tritt. It's up close and personal. He's going to tell a lot of personal stories, and things about his life and his musical influences. So what that is kind of more of a, kind of a cool date night. I mean,
absolutely. You
know, go sit there and listen to Travis play a few songs and then talk, and you're going to get to learn a lot about him. So get your tickets for that. A lot of those tickets are still on sale. CNBCenter.com. That is Saturday night. It's a perfect date night after the Arts Festival and the Food Truck Festival. Perfect way to end your evening. So get your tickets to Travis Tritt. They still have plenty of tickets for that. And I think it's just because people aren't quite...
Let me give you an example of what a Travis Tritt song would sound like acoustically. I mean,
perfect.
This is a hit song of his that's pretty much... I mean, it's got all the instruments behind it, but this is a great idea of what you can expect at the Travis Tritt Show.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a three-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm a doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some.
So that's the song Great Day to Be Alive. Just one of his songs.
Yeah.
So,
he's got a lot of hits. I mean, he's been playing for what? At least 25 years?
Absolutely.
So get out and hear Travis Tritt. Support the CNB Center. And get back to your country roots with that acoustic. It's going to be a great show,
and
I promise.
And I know that there are seats available for that one. That's not sold out. So
yeah.
I've had a lot of people, bunch of people have asked me about the Travis Tritt tickets.
Listen, here's what's going to happen, I guarantee you.
It is going to be last minute.
People are going to think it's not going to be the show that I want to see.
Yep.
And they're going to hear on Monday, and we're going to come in here, and I'm going to tell you that it was one of the best shows that they've had at the CNB Center. So don't discount this because it's an acoustic set. Get your tickets for Travis Tritt and also Newsboys. I'd say get those today if you want to go because it could sell out by tomorrow.
I went to an acoustic set with Michael Martin Murphy.
Oh, that
would have been
good.
Years ago, same scenario. They had him set up on a stage, and my son was a little bitty kid at the time, and I said, you just got to hear this guy sing. And what he did was, like you're saying, it was very intimate. He explained the stories behind the songs and why I wrote this and where I was when I wrote this. And you're sitting there going, wow. And Travis Tritt will be the same way.
And there's a show on television that does that. It's like called Unplugged, or it used to be called Unplugged. Mm-hmm. And it, same type of thing. They get well-known artists, and they just have them play their songs, but they play them acoustically, which gives them a completely different sound.
So.
And they tell stories about all of the songs and stuff like that. And then did you, where's it at? They've got a new concert announcement. It's called Decades Rewind.
I saw that.
Yeah, it is coming to the CNB Center on May 4th. And again, you know what I equate this to is if you enjoyed seeing, what was the Air Force band that traveled around? Golly jeepers!
Yeah, Not Tops and Blue.
Yeah, Tops and Blue. Now, you know they've retired the Tops and Blue for a while just due to budget cuts. Mm-hmm. So you will not get to see Tops and Blue this year. If you feel like you're going to miss Tops and Blue this year, get out and hear this Decades Rewind because it's the same type of deal. It's a lot of great singers, musicians that get together, and they're going to be playing great music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. List of artists that they cover. I've got it somewhere here. Or I did. Now I don't see it. But, we're talking Led Zeppelin, Aretha Franklin. Here it is. Everything from there to there. 100 costume changes, six vocalists surrounded by rock and roll stage lighting, 8-piece rock and roll band. So, again, get your tickets for that. It's going to be on a Thursday night, May 4th. I've got a promo video on ninabuzz.com. You can click on there and watch the promo video. Again, I equate it to being a very... very similar to Tops and Blue. So it's going to be a great show. If you never went and saw Tops and Blue, or if you did, you know how great those shows were. So get your tickets to that as well. I'm not sure if they're on sale yet. When do they go on sale? Monday, the 20th, they go on sale. So get your tickets to that on Monday. CNBCenter.com, CNBCenter.com.
Excellent.
Yeah, and then talking about this weekend, not only do we have the huge 3rd Annual Arts Festival and the Red Brick Road Food Truck Festival and all the music going on down there on East Maple, but the Cherokee Strip Regional Heritage Center reminds you it is Family Saturday weekend, and I think you can possibly make all of this stuff. I think you can go to the Heritage Center for a while, then go over to the Arts Festival for a while. The Heritage Center... Family Saturday is 1 to 3 p.m. at Turkey Creek School. And this month, they are doing Make Your Own Frontier Toy. So it's the perfect Saturday to take your kids over there. It's only $6 for adults, $3 for children. And basically, that is your admission into the museum. And the admission into the museum gets you into the Family Saturday. So get over there. It is at 507 South 4th. If you've never been to a Family Saturday and you did not go to spring break, this is a perfect alternative to spending a lot of money down in Padre or something.
Yeah.
Just take your kids over to this. They're going to feel like they got to do something on spring break.
Yeah.
Get your kids over there, then go to the Arts Festival.
I like it. Good
plan. Yeah. So fun stuff. Have you filled out your March Madness bracket yet?
I don't have a clue.
You don't?
I don't have a clue.
You know what I'm thinking about? What I like to do, though, is there's places online where you can fill those out. Is just fill it out real quick and just see how close you, because the people that spend a lot of time trying to fill them out and think they know everything about it, they get knocked out in the first or second round. Yeah. So just fill one out real quick. But anyway, a reminder, our very own state of Oklahoma, Oklahoma State Cowboys, play today against Michigan in the Midwest region up in Kansas City. The game will be on CBS at 12:15 today. So it's kicking off this morning. Everybody get ready for
I know what we're going to be doing today.
Yeah. It's going to be a good game.
The NCAA tournament, the basketball tournament, pretty much everywhere ends with it. It always has that one guy or a couple of guys or gal either in a break room. There's always a TV on with a basketball game.
Oh, yeah.
Even though we're supposed to be working, it's a little bit – it's kind of weird for just a few days as things get going with it. So
yeah, I think employers usually allow a little bit of that. So everybody kind of flip on your radios. Or
in Radio Land, we're watching it for information so we can pass along details.
Got to write a story. Exactly. I'm writing an article. Yeah, so, hey, also a reminder, don't forget the Project Cinderella is going on at the YWCA. I saw some girls in their dresses. Mm-hmm. They posted some pictures online on the YWCA Facebook page. A very cool thing. They've been collecting prom dresses. If your daughter, granddaughter, friend, neighbor, somebody, if you feel like they are not going to be able to afford a prom dress, shoes, and accessories, they have the opportunity to register at the YWCA, and then they will allow them to come over there at a specified time and shop for a dress. It the shopping lasts until Saturday, April 8th. The problem is a lot of girls are being a part of this, and so the selection is going to get a little bit slim. So call them today, get them registered, and you can shop from Monday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, or Saturday, 12 to 4. And 234-7581, 234-7581 is the number to the YWCA. Call over there, get your daughter over there to get a prom dress, and nobody should be able nobody should miss the prom due to not being able to afford a dress.
Yeah.
So did I talk – I don't know that I talked about the – yeah, maybe the Great American Cleanup coming up.
We talked about it briefly. I don't know that you and I talked about it, but we have talked about it.
Okay, Keeping It Beautiful is encouraging groups, people, families to sign up for that. What they do is you can go over there, and they will give you free trash bags, gloves, safety nets, and they will point you to a spot and say, go clean that area. And basically what we're doing is we're just trying to clean up America, and they're doing it nationwide, they're doing it statewide, and then we are doing it here Enid-wide, and contact those people. Contact Marcy or Rob over at the Welcome Center. They will set you up and tell you where to go for all that good stuff. So 233-3643, 233-3643, and make Enid beautiful.
I said this earlier this week when we talked about it before. I would really like Oklahoma as a state and Garfield County, really northern Oklahoma. This is where I live, where I'm from. I would love for us to all get on one page, and me included, and you and me, everybody, and dedicate at least that part of our lives to cleaning up the place. Because you look at states like Colorado. Colorado's, first of all, their fines for littering are astronomical. And they were in 1984, 85, the fine for littering in Colorado was $1,000.
Wow.
In the mid-80s.
Remember the commercial with the Indian? He's mm-hmm. canoeing and all the trash, and at the end he's got the tear in his eye.
And I know in Enid, Oklahoma especially, we've got a lot of people – and there are a lot of retailers, and there's like the plastic bags. And I know the wind blows just like it's going to blow today, 30 mile an hour. It's really hard to keep trash. Colorado doesn't have the wind we have, is what I'm trying to say. So it's a little easier to keep it clean. But if we would all agree to make a point to go ahead and get it picked up and cleaned up.
Yeah. It's going to blow. So
it will,
just,
but if we
just need to bend over and pick it up.
Yeah, if we see it blowing past, why are we not? And I mean, it's a mindset, and I know it's, and probably I'm talking to myself more than anybody, to just simply go, you know what, that thing's been laying there on the side of the road for a week, I'm gonna pull over and pick it up.
Well, even for me, I'm gonna throw a suggestion out there for the Enid Parks and Recreation Department. Mm-hmm. If there's any, and I know there's tons of trash cans in the parks,
right?
But I don't know that there's really a trash can near the trail. Now, there is on the Cleveland Trail, mm-hmm. but I'm thinking on the mm-hmm. Crossland Trail. I don't remember there being a trash can right beside the trail as I'm running around. So if you guys could move a trash can close to the trail somewhere,
yeah,
because I see trash when I'm running the trail, but I don't want to pick it up because I'd have to carry it for
well,
so.
See, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but if I knew there was a trash can coming up on the trail, I'd talk. And there may be, and I just might be forgetting.
But there has to be a way. I'm just thinking of Colorado because it's such. It does. You don't see trash anywhere. There's got to be a way to do it. They got trash just like we do.
Yeah, I think, like you say, I think it's just habit. Once people get into the habit of picking trash up,
but it's been their habit since the 70s, at least, if not for the whole time.
Yeah, but they're kind of that outdoorsy.
I get that, but we are too. I'm just saying.
People like you just need to keep pounding it in.
And I feel bad saying I'm pounding it in when I look at it, and the reason I'm talking about it is because I see it, and I'm like, I could have pulled over and done something, but. I don't know. Just saying.
Yeah.
Maybe Marcy and the gang and Rob and the gang at the visit center. Maybe that's the place to have it. Maybe that's the springboard.
Yeah. Keep Enid Beautiful. Yeah. They're doing a great job in Enid.
Hey, I got to take a break. We'll be back at 7:55.
Hey, Buzzheads. If you'd like to advertise on Buzzhead Radio, contact us at buzz@enidbuzz.com. We've got advertising opportunities at buzzheadradio.com, on our podcasts, and on our Facebook live streaming. So contact us at buzz@enidbuzz.com.
Hi, this is Brian LaPalme, the ringmaster of Cardin Circus International. When in town, our staff and even the elephants listen to Buzzhead Radio.
.757 at KGWA. Coming up, Bids for Bargains begins. Just log on to the KGWANews.com website and look at the bids page. Got to tell you, everything's discounted. Curtis, you should check this stuff out. Stuff that's discounted below what it was before?
Wow. Yeah.
Like if it's an item that's $100 and we've been selling it for $50, it's down around $30, maybe even $20 now.
Wow, cool.
I mean, we've dropped the prices down to like 25-30% of the original value because we're doing some spring cleaning and Bids for Bargains is getting ready to wrap up.
I was going to say, it must be about wrap up. That's when you get some, get some good bargains.
There's fitness memberships. There's beauty products. There are food certificates. We sold a bunch yesterday. Just yesterday it started. And so
awesome.
Don't wait. This is the time you've been waiting for if you've been dragging your heels on.
Now, did you sell that copier?
No. Same thing with it. It's discounted again.
Okay. I'll have to keep thinking about it. It would be good for your office. Yeah. Hey, here's a very cool thing. We had some of the worst wildfires out in the Panhandle area and northwest Oklahoma.
Yep.
And people just don't realize the things that happen. Well, what happens out there is they had all these pastures that had a lot of cattle that were fenced in. Well, they lost a lot of the cattle. And a lot of those old fences were built decades ago, and they were built out of those old wooden posts, and then just barbed wire was strung along them. Well, what's happened is the fire has burned most of those posts, and so the fencing out there is a mess.
Right.
And what they've got to do is they've got to take all those old posts out, roll up the wire, and build new fence out there. So Brent Croker and Ryan Ediger have gotten together, and they're trying to put some teams together to go out there and help these guys. And basically, all you're going to do is just start pulling up posts and rolling up wire, and they're going to try to get out there. They're going to head out April 1st. They're going to leave Atwoods at 5 a.m. They're going to try to go do work all day Saturday, spend the night out there. They've got a bunk, or you could stay in Woodward, and then they're going to work on Sunday and come back Sunday night. So
good plan.
You think you can volunteer, I've got information on enidbuzz.com. They've got a Facebook page. But help those guys out, and they've got some families out there in the Panhandle that desperately need people to come out there and help them.
Good stuff. They've
got to get the fence back up so they can get their cattle back.
There you go.
And all that stuff. So
Curtis, thanks for the reminder. We need to talk about
next week. Wow.
Yeah, we're out of time.
Okay.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
One more day of spring break. 72 and sunny today with winds out of the south at 30. Right now it's 29 degrees. See ya.
See ya. Thank you.